Hi there, I'm Amy Griffiths and I'm one of the journalists in Manx Radio's newsroom and you're listening to Newscast.
Hello, my name's Tracy Gooding. I'm the Radon Group Leader at UK Health Security Agency. Okay, radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas. It comes from natural sources of uranium and radium that you get in all rocks and soils. It radioactively decays, and when that uranium and radium radioactively decays, it becomes radon, which is a gas. So as a gas, it can escape and it can work its way into buildings and build up to reasonably high levels indoors because we want to keep the air that we've just paid for, that nice warm air, indoors. We keep the windows and doors closed and the radon levels can build up. And if you're exposed to high levels of radon over a long period of time, it increases your risk of lung cancer.
And you hear the word radioactive and you assume that it has got some risks associated with it, don't you?
Yes. It is the only naturally occurring radioactive gas, but we know how to measure it and we know how to fix the problems if we do find them in houses and other buildings.
And now we know how to measure it, as you say, and in fact we're using that knowledge to create a special map for here on the Isle of Man. So can you just talk to me a little bit about what this map is and what it's going to show people?
It's showing the radon potential. It's not showing individual results. We've measured over 700 houses on the island and we've combined them statistically to produce a map. It's on 5 kilometre grid squares, so you can find your own home or your workplace. Where does it sit in that 5 kilometre grid square and what is the radon potential? What are your chances of having a high radon level? Now, there are various action levels for homes and for workplaces. At 200 becquerel per meter cubed, and that's a number of radon atoms decaying per second in a cubic meter of air. So 200 for houses, 300 for workplaces. So if you have a high radon concentration, then you need to fix it. But we can find those. We can point out which parts of the island are more likely to have high radon concentrations in your own home or workplace, and then encourage people to do their own measurements to find out their own individual radon results. So the map will show you exactly where you need to look.
And it does look a little bit scary when you first see it because, you know, it's all kind of dark reds and things like that. So it looks like it could be, you know, a bit of an issue here. But how is the island, like how are the island's radon measurements generally?
It's a mixed bag. We have a thing called a radon affected area. If you have more than a 1% chance of having a high radon concentration, we call that a radon affected area. So at 1%, you've got a 99% chance of having a radon level that's absolutely fine. But it's worth just raising that awareness for people who really should be doing some radon measurements. Most people will be fine, but it's pointing out where you're most likely to find people with high radon levels. The maximum radon potential on the island is 11%. So you're still more likely than not to have a radon level that's absolutely fine. But there are some areas of the island, just the north of the island, where you have less than a 1% chance. That's not a radon affected area. But most of the island is. So that's why we're trying to raise awareness. There are a few little bits and pieces of the island that we haven't been able to map because nobody lives there within that 5 kilometre grid square.
And why has this map been commissioned? Is it because there was concerns about the island's issues with radon?
Not particularly concerns to do with the island. It's just to bring it into line with the United Kingdom. We've done radon mapping there for many years. The latest radon map was issued in 2022. And it's good to bring the Isle of Man as the first overseas territory to bring that into line and have a radon map. So it's just raising awareness. We know what radon is, we know how to measure it, we know how to fix it. So there wasn't any particular concern with the island. It's really just bringing them up to speed, bringing the island up to speed. You have various different ionizing radiation application order came in just recently, and that really asks people to be aware of radon and to do something about it. So the best way to raise awareness about radon is to map the island to show where it's more likely to occur at high levels. There's no such thing as a radon-free building. You will find radon in every building. But it's just when it gets to certain levels that you really need to be more concerned about it and to fix it where you can.
And you mentioned that the map is just an indicator, really, and it gives you a bit of an idea of the risk of having a higher level of radon in your property. So how can you find out for certain what your own radon levels are in your property?
You can buy some radon detectors for your own home, or if you rent, try and persuade your landlord to do so. And if you are an employer, you can also obtain radon detectors for your business as well. There are various ways that you can obtain them. They're just sent out by post, so you can order them online. The number you need depends on the size of the place to be measured. For your own home, it's just one in a living room, one in a bedroom. Detectors are sent out by post. They don't need plugging in. They don't do anything strange. They just sit there quietly for 3 months, record how much radon goes past them, sent back for processing, and that will tell you what the results are for your own home. In a workplace, depending on the size of the workplace, you'll need maybe one for every 100 square meters of the ground floor. And if you have a basement and you have it and use it. So that will give you your own personal radon concentration. That will be compared to either 200 or 300, and that will tell you whether you need to do anything. For most people, it will be fine.
And what do you do if you do find that you need to do something? Is it an easy fix?
Right. The way that you reduce the radon concentration is you do some minor alterations to the building. That sounds scary, but it isn't. These are tried and tested methods that are that work really well and not too expensive. The most successful way to reduce radon is to actually give it a path of least resistance and divert it before it actually gets into the room. There's a thing called a radon sump, which draws radon-laden air out from the ground underneath the building. Then with a pipe and fan at the side of the building, it just blows the radon away. There are other systems that were originally designed to cure condensation and will pump down filtered loft air into the main part of the building. That also has the combined effect of reducing any black mold in your house, but also reduces the radon concentration as well. So these are fairly straightforward methods. It's not rocket science. It's really permanent changes to either the ventilation of your building or actually just diverting the radon before it has a chance to actually get into the building as well.
So how are we going to be able to see this map once it goes live?
Right. It will be available on the UK Health Security Agency's website. It's called ukradon.org, O-R-G. So ukradon, all one word, .org. That is a searchable map. You go online, you'll see it off the front page. Then you can go and expand the map. You can find your own individual street within that map. You can zoom in and it will show you the radon potential. And that will either be from less than 1%, and the highest on the Isle of Man is from 10 to 30%. But like I said, the highest is actually only 11%. So it will show you your own radon potential. It doesn't show you individual results. It will just show you your chances of having a high radon concentration.
And there are things that we can do as well to try and reduce the negative effects that radon could have on us as well, aren't there?
Yeah, the health effect is lung cancer. So the most obvious thing there is if you smoke, give up. Radon and smoking combine. They don't add, they combine. So it actually makes you about 25 times more radon sensitive if you smoke. So the best thing is to give up smoking and then also to do your radon test as well. So you can fix your building, but you can also reduce your own personal risk.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.